The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh my goodness, where is the airplane barf bag when you need it? You know, I was just on several airplanes a couple weeks ago. And, you know, in the seat back pocket, there's a barf bag. And I should have gotten a couple, you know. And, oh, my goodness. What am I talking about? I'll tell you. But first, let me welcome you to Bob Burney Live and give you my phone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. One of our listeners just sent me a story from NBC News, and when I first read it, I thought, no. It's a parody. This is a hoax. But I checked it out, and it's true. And I just want to lose my lunch. Here's a headline. Ed Smart, father of kidnapping survivor Elizabeth Smart, announces he is gay. Remember Elizabeth Smart, who was kidnapped and finally rescued? And remember the agony that her parents went through, and Ed Smart was on TV pleading for the return of his daughter and so on. And then she was returned, and what a wonderful reunion it was. And Elizabeth Smart has gone on and become an advocate and has done great things, not in spite of, but I think because of the ordeal that she went through. Well, her father, Ed Smart, has announced he's gay. This is from NBC News. Quote, the father of five says he is leaving the Mormon church, has divorced his wife, and he is finally acknowledging a part of me. This is a quote. Finally acknowledging a part of me that I have struggled with most of my life and never wanted to accept. All right, now, this is a learning opportunity, and there are some things we can learn, but let me read a little bit more of the story to you. And I just got this. One of my listeners just sent this to me. Here's the story from NBC News from today. This is from today. Ed Smart, father of kidnapping survivor Elizabeth Smart, has revealed that he's gay, sharing in a letter on Facebook that he is divorcing his wife, leaving the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Smart, 64 years old, of Salt Lake City, Utah, was thrust into the international spotlight when his daughter was abducted at knife point from her bedroom in 2002 when she was 14. Elizabeth Smart has credited the faith her family instilled in her with helping her get through her 9-month ordeal. Remember that? In a letter to friends and family sent through Facebook Messenger on Thursday, obtained by NBC News, Ed Smart said, quote, he is finally acknowledging a part of me that I have struggled with most of my life and never wanted to accept. Now, listen carefully, because here's where the learning for us begins. He says, quote, I have recently acknowledged to myself and my family that I'm gay. The decision to be honest and truthful about my orientation comes with its own set of challenges. But at the same time, it is a huge relief, the father of five wrote. Father of five. He's 64 years old, has fathered five children with his wife. He has fathered five children with his wife. Smart added that he has mostly watched in silence for years, as many LGBTQ individuals, both in and out of the church, have been victims of ridicule, shunning, rejection, and outright humiliation. He said he could no longer deny that he was numbered among them. He acknowledged the inner conflict that having such a secret had caused him. Listen, revealing that not willing to accept the truth about my orientation has at times brought me to the point where I question whether life was still worth living. Smart said he is leaving his wife Lois and apologized for the excruciating pain he was causing her. He also said that while his religion has been a major part of my life and a great blessing, and that his faith is unwavering, as an openly gay man, the church is not a place where I find solace any longer. He apologizes for the excruciating pain that he's causing his wife. He will also cause excruciating pain to all five of his children. He will also cause excruciating pain to probably most of his friends and associates. He will also cause excruciating pain to his church family. I have said this for years and years and years. The root of homosexuality is pure, unadulterated narcissism. It's about me, my desires, my happiness, my wants, me. The root, basically the root of all sin, is narcissism. It's all about me. Now, here's what we learned, folks, and listen, please, carefully. All of us, every single one of us, battle with improper, unwise, ungodly, impulses. Let me repeat that. Every one of us battle with improper impulses. Stick with me. The difference is, in our culture and our society today, we are told that same-sex attraction is not an improper impulse. It's just the way you are, and so therefore you must give in to it because that is your true self. Now, scientifically and medically, we know that this is harmful. It is dangerous. It's harmful and it is dangerous. We know that. But our culture and our society has made this something to be embraced. Some people battle with alcoholism. What if an alcoholic says, you know what, I've battled this. I was just born an alcoholic. It's just the way I am. Well, there are people who do have proclivities to an addictive personality. It's true. They have an addictive personality, and they are more prone to addictions than other people. That is true. Genetically, we know that. There have been many studies. So what if someone says, well, an alcoholic is what I was born to be. And I fought it and I fought it and I fought it through all these years. And I finally said, in order for me to be my own true self, I'm just going to drink myself silly. It's going to cause excruciating pain to my family, but this is what I need to do. Some people, it's purchasing thing. They got to buy stuff. Buy. It's an impulse that they battle. And, well, you know, I'm not going to battle it anymore. Some people are hoarders. They have a proclivity to hoard things. What if a hoarder says, well, I was just born to be... My point is I could go on and on and on and on and on. We all have impulses that are wrong, inappropriate, and in some cases sinful. All of us do. Every single one of us. That's part of battling our flesh. Paul battled his flesh. Everything I want to do, I don't do. Everything I'm supposed, everything I'm supposed to do, I don't do. And everything I'm not supposed to do, that's what I do. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Paul battled improper, sinful impulses. We all do. This is part of our human condition. But all of a sudden, when it comes to sexuality, and particularly homosexuality, we don't fight that impulse. We don't battle it because that's the real me. And I don't care who I hurt because I have to be the real me. I'm going to cause my wife, his own words, excruciating pain. But I don't care. I'm not going to fight it anymore because this is the real me. And instead of being condemned, he will be lauded as a hero. The LGBT community will make him their latest hero. You left your wife, you left your kids, you caused unspeakable pain to them, but it's okay because now you're one of us and you are a hero. It's sick. Selfish. Narcissism on steroids.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, when I pulled this story for today's program, I had no idea that Ed Smart, very well-known Mormon, the father of the kidnapping survivor from several years ago, would come out as homosexual and the fact that he is leaving the Mormon church. He says, well, I'm just not comfortable in the church anymore. Well, again, there is just so much narcissism here. The church, I no longer feel comfortable with what they teach. Really? Well, anyway, I had no idea that we would be talking about that. But this story, headline, this is from NBC4 right here in Columbus. Mormon Church warning. Beware of those fancy coffee drinks. I'm going to try to get through this with a straight face because this is a real story. Associated Press. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has issued a warning to members that coffee is prohibited no matter how fancy the name. The new guidance in the August issue of a church youth magazine does not include fundamental changes to the religion's strict health code, but the clarifications are significant and seem to reflect growing concern about young Latter-day Saints' adherence to the rules. The article says it aims to clear up issues that could be confusing for young people within the religion's word of wisdom. A set of rules about what foods and drinks are good for members and what substances they should avoid. The rules prohibit alcohol, tobacco, illegal drugs, and coffee and tea. I had forgotten that they're forbidden to have tea as well. They are based on what church members believe was a revelation from God to founder Joseph Smith in 1833. Yeah, revelation. And I don't want to make fun here. And I don't want to be disrespectful. Because Mormons are some of the nicest, kindest, most gracious, hardworking people you will ever meet in your life. And I mean that sincerely. Some of the cleanest cut, hardworking, kind, gracious. They are loving people. And that is absolutely true. But it's also true that if you get deep into their doctrine, it is far more aligned with science fiction than it is the Bible. When I was a kid, and particularly junior high, but somewhat in high school, I was a huge science fiction fan. I loved the writings, the books of Isaac Asimov. I read everything I could get my hands on from Isaac Asimov. He was a huge science fiction writer, and others as well. And I'm telling you, if you really dig deep into Mormon doctrine, it is far more aligned with science fiction than with the Bible. Anyway, quote, the new instructions about coffee make clear that there is no gray area allowing coffee-infused drinks and allude to the wide variety that could tempt members of the faith. Quote, and this is from the August issue of Words of Wisdom from the church. Quote, the word coffee isn't always in the name of coffee drinks, so before you try what you think is just some new milkshake flavor, here are a couple of rules of thumb. Now, help me, and I don't know, I honestly don't know. In a coffee-flavored milkshake, is there real coffee? I don't know that there's real coffee in all, I don't know, maybe there is. Anyway, so before you try what you think is some new milkshake flavor, here are a couple of rules of thumb. One, if you're in a coffee shop or any other shop that's well known for its coffee, the drink you're ordering probably has coffee in it. So either never buy drinks at coffee shops or always ask if there's coffee in it. The article said, quote, two, drinks with names that include cafe or cafe, mocha, latte, espresso, or anything ending in chino. I'm sorry. I'm trying not to laugh. Anything ending in chino usually have coffee in them and are against the word of wisdom. My goodness. Then it goes on and talks about church members. Jana Reese, a church member and author, said she was shocked to find that 4 in 10 active church members under the age of 51 had drank coffee during the previous 6 months in a 2016 survey. And she was appalled. Well, I applaud Mormons for their clear-cut image, their work ethics, their high morality. I really do. But I don't think that there's anything in Scripture forbidding anything that ends in chino. I don't know, but I think the Mormon Church is going to have more and more trouble with young people. Look, in the next 5 years, look for a change in that policy. Yeah, I could be wrong, but look for a change.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.